Mississippi. Next is our status of RUAAs. It doesn't. Oh, it might be set too.
All right, I'm gonna give y'all an update on what's been going on in the Brazos Basin with RUAs in last year. I was here last year and kind of get a... I was here last year and gave y'all an overview of pretty much everything we'd done in the Brazos Basin at that point. So just gonna kind of give you an update on what's been going on this last year. Had quite a few things going on, but so just a little, just a quick background. Back in 2010, we went from having two categories of rec, primary and non-contact. We expanded that into four. And so now we have primary contact recreation, secondary contact recreation one and two, and non-contact recreation. Of course, in order for a standard change to occur, you must do a UAA, sustainability analysis. In this case, we're doing specific to bacteria and recreation, so we do recreational use sustainability analyses. And once those, we actually do change a use, those unclassified water bodies will go in Appendix G of the Surface Water Quality Standards. Unclassified water bodies go in Appendix A. You might be familiar with that, but G is a relatively new one. And it just, I guess 2010 was the first time we had an Appendix G. So just quickly, so primary contact, significant, risk of ingestion with the associated criterion of 126 common forming units per 100 mils. Secondary contact one, not a huge risk of ingestion, wading by adults, fishing, et cetera. 630 CFU per 100 mils. Secondary two, same activities, but occur less frequency because of access, physical characteristics of the stream, et cetera. 1,030 CFU, and then of course non-contact. Those, we reserve those for things like Houston Ship Channel, things where now Homeland Security prohibits any kind of recreation in the water bodies, et cetera, with the criteria of 2,060 CFU. All right, so what's been going on in the last year? We have made some recommendations. I don't know if y'all follow the Water Quality Standards group or not, but so we had a couple of work group meetings last year, or two work group meetings actually, but we went through, we proposed some recommendations there, and then later in the summer proposed some more that we put out on the web for public comment. And so what we've got right now is the recommendations we made, some of them, the recommendations were to retain primary contact recreation, and so that occurred on the Brazos River above Possum Kingdom, 1208, Napa Silver River above Limestone, Brushy Creek in Round Rock, Georgetown, and Leon River below Proctor Lake, 1221, Plum Creek, and Pecan Creek, Tribs of the Leon. Recommendations for secondary contact one, those were the Napasota River above Lake Mahan, East Yewalk Creek, South Leon River, Bullhead Bayou, and unnamed Trib of Bullhead Bayou down in the Houston area, Sugar Land. And then the last ones we made were recommendations for SCR2. Those were Reason Creek, Indian Creek, and Walnut Creek, Leon trips there. All right, so with these recommendations, the ones that we have recommended to change the use from primary to secondary contact one or two, what's going to be happening there? What happened there, there will be a, the next thing we do, we're in the middle of the standards revision right now, the 2013 revision, and so we'll go propose with that probably in the summer sometime. Once we go propose with that revision, they'll have these recommendations in there. There will be a 45-day public comment period, that's a formal comment period, so whatever comments that you send in, we will respond to those. So that begins once we publish it in the Texas Register. And once again, if you are a follower of our work group listserv, you will be notified of this. You can follow us on the web, etc. So you can comment there, and then there will be a final opportunity for public comment once we take this to agenda to be adopted by our commissioners to come and speak at that. So there's a couple more comment periods before these, before we send these up to EPA.
I do have a question.
Yes.
You're talking about, okay, the proposed 2013 standards. So what revision are y'all going by right now for listing stuff? Is it the 2010? Because I know y'all got 2010 standards, right, that you submitted to EPA.
Right.
But they haven't been officially approved?
Well, parts of them.
Parts
they,
of them.
They give it to approve a piece of it.
Okay.
So there's not going to be.
And then will they completely approve that before you do a 13 and submit it? Or how does that work?
But it's not guaranteed.
Okay.
So if there's been no action on an item on the 2010, then we're not going to, we're just going to let that go and see, you know, see what happens with that. We're not going to propose more action on something that hasn't been decided yet. So, yeah, that's the case. They don't give it to us all at once. They'll give it to us in pieces. And if you go to our website, you can see the action letters they sent in, which tells what they approve, what they disapprove, what they've taken no action on. And we've even got a marked up copy of the standards online with colors telling you, okay, this has been approved, this has been disapproved, and no action on these sections.
Is there still sections of the 2000,
yeah. You know, it's possible. I think if there's been no action taken by now, there's going to be no action taken.
Right.
But to be 100% sure, I can't be positive. About 7 years before they approved the bulk of that. So, but this one's been going much more smoothly, and we've got several action letters, and quite a bit has been approved.
That's good.
So you got a couple more public comment periods there, and then after that, we will submit the adopted standards to EPA. And once we do that, EPA's got to approve anything, any of these revisions before we can use them in any kind of Clean Water Act purposes. So once they approve them, then we will use, you know, that use and the associated criteria for assessment of that water body. You know, this is going to be a pretty good test because this is still a relatively new process, and although we've sent three water bodies up for the 2010 standards and they were approved, they were pretty straightforward, concrete line, kind of ditches in the Houston area that, you know, obviously not a lot of recreation going on in those. But this group will be the first ones we send up that will really get the feel for what EPA wants to do, how they're going to handle these, etc. All right, so what we've been up to lately. Last year, I let y'all know what REAs were going to be starting in the basin. And so we did these last summer. We performed the field work on them. We had three public meetings, I guess. We had one in Stephenville back in June. We had one in Temple, probably early July, somewhere around there. And then we had one in August down at Lake Somerville for Middle Yewa Creek. So we've got Camp Creek, Middle Yewa, Tremere, Rush Coppers, Alarm, Little Green, Pond, Deer, and Dry Branch. So all that field work was completed last summer. We feel like we got some really good data. I just got a draft report in, so I'm currently reviewing that. We'll go back and forth on that, so we'll be getting a final report this summer. And so once that's in, then we'll release that for public comment, and you can read that and get a chance to send in comments about what you think about the report. Did we find everything? Did you think something we missed, etc. And then from there we go on with recommendations. We'll let y'all know when that happens. But for the report we put public comment, we try to cover the local newspapers where it happens. So I'm sure everyone's reading the legal notices every day. So that's that on that. Or if you're subscribe to our listserv, we'll send out announcements out for that. All right, so I guess I told you most of that. All of it, actually. All right, so any questions?